It's business news. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Anya. Personal lending ticked up in the first 3 months of the year, according to Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. That saw car loans hit their highest level since they started tracking this data 4 years ago. 208 million euro in car loans approved in the period. The value of home improvement loans was up 13%, as were the volume and value of loans for other purposes like education, holidays or special occasions. Anthony O'Brien is head of sector research and analysis at BPFI. He joins us now to talk through all of this. We'll start with those car loans. Anthony, is that solely due to the fact that we had an increase in car sales in the first 3 months of the year, or are banks really pushing now to compete with the likes of PCP for a share of this market?
Well, the market for new car sales certainly grew in the first quarter of this year, and it's a key quarter for the new car industry. But it's important to remember that a car loan is equally used as well for second-hand cars. And what we found in a survey, consumer survey conducted earlier this year, that while about one in four bought a second-hand car last year, fewer than one in five bought a new car. So the second-hand car market is also very important. And bank and credit union loans as well, for example, help to support that area. And some people are lucky enough to can use savings as well.
Other big categories in terms of the volume of lending and the value as well. Home improvement loans, 166 million euros, I mentioned, lent there in the first 3 months of the year, which is up 13%. The number of loans, though, in that category was down, actually. Is that a surprise to see that falling off, even though the value is actually going up?
It's a little bit surprising, certainly, to see that the number of home improvement loans fell. We may be just be seeing a temporary blip in terms of activity. What I'd be hoping is that certainly the home energy upgrade loan scheme from the launched by the government recently will help to drive momentum in the market. And a number of our member BPFI member banks have already joined that, and are expecting other lenders to join that as well. And that'll help people who are trying to bridge the gap between financing significant home retrofits. So where they're significantly improving the buyer rating and where they're also getting an SEAA grant to help bridge the cost in terms of getting that done.
Yeah, on that, we have figures as well for green lending, which is obviously a close link with home improvements. How significant is that? Now, it's still a relatively small amount of lending, but it's growing quite rapidly.
It is, and in some ways, well, it's not a new market because it is something that we've certainly been looking for at least a decade, but certainly the real momentum has only come into the market in the last, say, 2 or 3 years. And it certainly is, as I was saying, the likes of the Government Home Improvement Scheme, the efforts by the SEAI to improve the processes, as well as to make the grants market targeted. I think all this is helping just to build it up. It takes time to build up. These are very significant investments that people have to make, and they have to think it through and plan it properly. But I think we will see significant momentum in the months ahead.
In terms of the lending for other purposes, then, do you have visibility on exactly what those loans are for? Or is it just you know they're for other things besides home improvements and cars?
Well, we don't know exactly, but some of them we certainly would have the category, but we're really depending on the customer when they apply for the loan to specify what that loan is for. Really, because it's unsecured, they can use it however they like, but we're depending on how they specify. And it is things like weddings, education is still a very important area in terms of people getting bank loans to pay for the total application and other purposes. But there's a range of reasons why people might need a personal loan. And it is very much about bridging that gap between what they can finance through their own savings and what they really want to do.
Anthony O'Brien, Head of Sector Research Analysis at BPFI, thank you very much for that.